Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
And this is just for you Patreon sexuals.
Oh my god, guys, we're gonna get deep in the fucking satchels with Wayne's World. I mean, can we get a little hallelujah?
For those of you guys, we got some of you guys who are new to the tier. For those who are in the $5 tier and above, we do a monthly Patreon just for you guys. And it's a fun time at Ridgemont High. We do a poll every single month and let you guys pick from a selection of movies, and we've put Wayne's World on there a couple times and always kind of hoped.
Because we want it to be.
Yeah. And finally it won. It barely won, dude. It beat a 40-year-old version
by one
vote.
Yeah, that'd be fun with that
one. I still want to do that one too. That'll be fun.
Age of Aquarius.
But this is a movie that we truly, truly grew up on.
I think this is the movie that we fashioned everything that we ever learned in life on. Yeah. Like, I'm not talking about just like normal adult stuff. I'm talking about dates. I'm talking about telling your mom that you're going out and she doesn't matter. Like, everything.
Yeah, dude, this movie shaped our lives. Mm-hmm. In many, many more ways than one.
And Mike looks like Mike Myers in this movie.
I do not.
Quite
Why
a
do you
bit.
All fucking say
I
that?
I swear to God, dude, you do.
I do not.
You do.
But it's funny because after we started the channel, the first time that I saw this, like a year or something after we started the channel, I watched them sitting in the basement doing the show and I was like, oh my God, we became Wayne World.
I know. All our dreams came true.
I always imagine like when we finally got, when we finally made partner on YouTube, that we'd go to a bar together and we would skip inside and go, I got $5,000.
Yeah, this is kind of, well, you know,
we didn't
like,
get any.
I know, this is like shooting out of the basement that Wayne's World is doing. Mm-hmm. Like what we do now, except that we're still working on our dream right now to get the sponsorship of Cream Betweens. That's the big one.
New, little, different.
That's the big one.
But yeah, this Wayne's World was the YouTube channel back in the day where you had to get on private public access TV.
That's badass though. Like, I mean, like if that was a legit thing, yeah. You know what? I think that if we were our age back then, if we knew that possibility existed for us, if there was a possibility to get on that highway, we would have been on it. Like, we'd fucking been recording tapes. And putting them out, like, I don't know, we would have tried something.
My dream is that one day, dude, when we have like the production value and the backing, is that we can make a straight up rip of the opening to the show.
That'd be fucking,
and it'd be like the, yeah, and like have the neon light and shit. That would be awesome. But okay, so guys, for those of you who knew this, I'm gonna say sucking, fucking, and touching, and then I'm gonna press play. So if you want to watch it with us, when I say sucking, fucking, touching, when I say touching, that's when you press play. We'll watch the movie together. If you guys know the movie, which I'm sure a lot of you do, you can just listen. Maybe you'll hear the movie a little bit in the background. Fucking, here we go. So as I said, sucking, fucking, and touching.
Lock up your mother's china. The boys are back at it again. Here we go.
So loud. It's so loud. You got the Paramount opening?
Oh, yeah. Are they bad about, like, striking us? Is Paramount bad?
No. Okay. It's Universal who strikes us for everything.
Because Paramount knows that everybody wants to climb the mountain.
Dude, I remember getting my dad to rent this. Me and my sister finally got my dad to rent this at the Blockbuster. And he was like, this is stupid.
I really don't even know how I...
The case said, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurl.
I don't even know how I got this movie the first time. I think my older uncles rented it.
This and Empire Records, my dad.
Because I think Wayne's World was an SNL skit.
It was,
before,
yeah,
it became. Look at that sexy fucker.
We're still waiting for our Benjamin.
He's not there yet. We both know there's no film in this camera.
Victor says,
"Hey, what? He's playing Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, Chia Pets, like Mike's hair."
So what I look like when I shave my head.
It's like what happens when you don't, when you get out of the shower. Chia. Don't be coming at me like that.
He's holding a basketball.
Why are you watching TV with that fine ass right next to you? That looks like Mary Jane. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Get it done. Woo. We need to start high-fiving.
Excellent.
We need extreme close-ups, too.
We ever get a cameraman. I could actually do that, dude.
All we gotta do is, like, we just gotta get a couple people that'll work for, like, fucking pizza rolls.
It's sucking my will to
actually
live.
It's weird because we do have a few, we met that one paranormal hunter. We could have got weird guest stars too.
Yeah, that's true. This is all the shit we're gonna do when we finally quit our jobs.
What a totally amazing, excellent discovery. Well, yes. Oh, he has a wrench. Fuck it.
Now, Rob,
I fixed it.
The question that's on everybody's mind is, how does it work?
I'm fully prepared to give a complete.
It's like your fucking principal. He's like, just a trip, all right? You know what? As pathetic as it is, that would be on QVC, though.
Yeah, this is the original Shark Tank.
Yeah.
It sucks and it cuts.
Man, this is early YouTube. This is like what YouTube should have kept itself being.
Yeah.
That's how I felt watching goddamn Escape Room. This is sucking my will to live.
This is what I mean by when I say we're still waiting on our Rob Lowe.
By the way, I'm just going to let you know, Dana Carvey hasn't aged at all.
No.
Like, he can still rock the fuck out of Garth.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Myers has
not
put
so
on...
Much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Mike Myers, you know, he's definitely gone to Popeye's a few times and ate their butter biscuits. But he's still a cool-ass fucking dude. It's Jack Nicholson with fucking Whitesnake. That's just nasty to me. Take the fucking pizza off the bed before you make whoopee.
I've had sex in a bed with
it's
pizza.
It's gross. You make me feel like trailer trash.
New Year's Eve, I answered the door. Not this New Year's Eve, but a couple New Year's Eve ago. We were at a hotel, and I answered the door with a towel around my... Because we were in the middle of having sex, and the pizza guy came. It was Papa John's.
That's fine.
And
but you left the pizza box on the bed?
Yeah.
With, like, half-eaten pizza?
Oh, yeah.
You disgust me. What do you think you are, Iggy Pop? By the way, guys, if you guys notice, the guy on the far right, he's already gone now, but he's the guy, the bully from Encino Man.
That's right.
I don't know you. I don't like you. As of right now, I'm all over you. Which is a suburb of Chicago. Uh-huh. I've had plenty of Joe jobs. Nothing I'd call a career. Joe jobs. I like how
I have
he stopped.
Extensive collection. Of name tags and hairnets.
Bummer. It's okay. I like how he's no belt. This is so
this
fucking
sounds
early
like you
90s.
Introducing yourself to a girl at a bar.
Chill. I'll just stay here and lick the cat's butt.
Don't tell him about my pubes.
You didn't tell him about my pubes, did you? No.
This good moment call. Made that song 10 times more popular
it
than it ever even was. And it was already popular.
Like, I think there was a rumor about this. Like, it was like, Mike Myers fought for this to be in the film. Like, they didn't want it to be in it.
He's...
Fandango, thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo.
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 Somebody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Sparing his life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go. Will they let me go?
Listless, lost, lost. We will not let you go.
Let me go! That's how we pick up our friend every night. He honks in the car. He said honks in the car. That's like being Mike picking up my youngest brother if he's drunk at a bar.
Spewing the this.
He's offended. He's like, what?
Confused.
We will not let him go.
Let me go.
We will not let him go.
Let me go.
We will not let him go.
Let me go.
We will not let him go.
Let me go.
We will not let him go.
Let me go.
Oh, oh.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let him go. Beelzebub is the devil designed for me, for me, for me. Shaboli, fuck yeah!
You know what?
I think the problem is right now. I just realized it. We've never grown out of this. We're still 1991. This is how me and Mike leave the karaoke bar every night.
When we were in high school, you know how everybody would like, you knew there was going to be a fight somewhere and everybody would drive to the fight?
Yeah.
One time we were in a Jeep and there was like six of us and we were driving to the fight and we literally did this. It was the greatest thing of all time. And I didn't like any of the people I was in the car with.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's how me and Mike look at that silver play button from YouTube.
Check out the sign, man. No staircase.
We look at that silver play. It will be mine. Oh, yes. We will butt fuck YouTube.
Hey, look, it's Freddy 4.
Nothing really matters.
He doesn't know the words. Well, she doesn't know the words. Garth doesn't know.
He looks like my uncle.
He does.
Garth does look like my uncle. The thing about this movie, though, is it came out of nowhere, and it was an SNL skit, and it turned into this. But there was so much like behind the like scene shit that was going on. Like, I think the Bohemian Rhapsody was like a big one, though, because like I think that again, Mike Myers fought for it to be in,
and he's in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. By the way, he was like, and it's a funny little meta moment in the movie. He's an asshole, like, studio owner or whatever. Mm. And he's like, this is not a song that people can bang their heads to in the car. And it was him saying that.
See, I mean, Cops, it was just the early 90s, man. It was like fucking Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon. Fucking come get some kind of fucking attitude. Like, you respect me, I respect you. I'm not going to nightclub you over the face. Anal search.
Do we need a hockey donut shop?
Yeah, we do.
Cooler stat.
I bet they're 24 hours too. Yeah. That's good for us. We live in a shit small state, man. We don't get any of this cool access. I got it. look at Ed O'Neill. He looks like a guy I work with. He's like, I've reserved my fate. I'm gonna work here for the rest of my life. Fuck it. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna take it one step at a time.
Like he works in a shoe store.
By the way, Ed O'Neill is great in Dutch. If you ever seen Dutch. Sure. That's how I feel when you leave me on the live stream.
I know, it's exactly how you act. Really. Look at that guy. He's been in a bunch of shit.
Oh. She is fucking hot, though.
Foxy lady.
Oh, he gets slammed back. This is like when you see that one girl at the bar. You're like, oh, shit. I'm too drunk to hit it. And then she hits you with that look. And you're like, fuck.
He gets knocked down.
That's how I feel. Ow.
You know, Wayne's World 2 is one of those movies. It's a lot like Ghostbusters 2. It was exactly
what I liked it, though.
Yeah, it was exactly what you wanted in a sequel. And that it had all the good shit that the first movie had, but nobody liked it. It made
what?
No sense.
Had to beat them to death with their own shoes.
Well, Ozzy wouldn't go on stage that
That's
night.
How everybody feels at a high school reunion. Like, don't look at her.
I don't even own a gun.
Happy anniversary, Wayne. Stacy,
we broke up. God damn, she even has a necklace that says his name.
It does, actually. That's what breaking up is.
Would you like me to go to the Gasworks tonight?
No.
No.
Don't you want to open your present?
If it's a severed head, we need to be buried.
That's the joke that we make in every unboxing video right there. I like that he still opens it.
What is it?
Gun rack.
A gun rack? A gun rack.
He's sipping the jelly out of the donut.
A gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I going to do?
With the gun rack.
He's kind of being an asshole, but it's like, it makes sense. She's a clinger at 18,000. Would you do it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2 months ago. We broke up. Get the net.
That's what you should say to every teacher that asks you for your essay when it's late. Like, get the net. I told you 2 months ago it was going to be late.
I wish we had a Gasworks, too.
God, there's so many good things. Where is this taking place? Wisconsin?
This looks like the place that Scarefest has their VIP parties, only it's not that cool.
No, it's situation. Red alert. That's Meatloaf. And I would do anything to be in a movie. He was in a couple, but this was the biggest one.
No, Rocky Horror Picture Show was probably the biggest one.
Well, maybe. Okay.
He had a big role.
Jury's still out.
Yo. Yo. All right.
Cassandra is quite hot, though.
Yes.
You can't deny the power of Dreamweaver. That's weird, though. Like, I mean, I guess there would be, like, a lot of babes in the early 90s at a heavy metal, like... Yeah. Bar/concert arena.
We never capitalized on that, by the way.
Because we live in fucking goddamn buttfuck Kentucky.
This guy. This is every guy at every bar in Kentucky right here.
It looks like fucking Gene Simmons' adopted son.
But the next time we're trying to talk somebody into going to do karaoke with us, whatever I'm trying to talk to him, you should pop it in and go, and they got a pool table, too.
I'm not going
to
do that. I don't even own... glasses.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
No. Utility belts. Years before Tom Cruise capitalized on Mission Impossible, Mike Myers already fucking did it.
Probably had to pay a lot for that theme song, too.
It was, yeah, I guess.
Ooh,
it was.
Stockings.
Dude, that girl is fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
And you can tell she's actually singing.
What?
Let me stand next to your fire. It's a hipster in 2018.
When I was a kid, I loved Ghostbusters, so I was like, this could be on a Ghostbusters uniform. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. Fast forward motion.
The girl behind him has Oshkosh Bagoshes on.
Think about Garth, man. Is Garth could slay ass, too. Like, he didn't even have to do anything.
He got more than Wayne did, I think.
He got hotter girl. Well, no, they were on the same level.
Heather Locklear.
Did he get at the...
Yeah, in the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Leave, I can get you. Swing. Adi, adi, adi.
<He's>, eh! I like the second one, though, when he was like, I will take your nutsack. She looks like a character that you would create in Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
And just rule out.
I just wish that there were bars like this in the world.
No, you can't have that anymore. You're sexist if you think that.
Yeah, but if then again, if a band's playing full on live like that, no one would be able to do
anything. Everybody get hurt no matter so what. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Oh. This is the, so he likes Hendrix, the other guys like Slayer. I mean, there's gonna be a fight. Oh,
Roadhouse.
Johnny Cage wins. Sonya! God, man, that would just turn me on more, though. Be like, fuck yeah. She has those high heels, she's still smiling, and she's cute. Yeah, dude, I think that, like, this movie in general, and just the way that Mike Myers or Wayne is talking to this chick, and just the overall like atmosphere and the way that he's approaching the situation is what we wanted to do in high school with every girl that we encountered, or just even now, if you were single. Like, but it just never panned out.
Well, she knew him from his TV show already, so...
But we could pretend that we had one. And we would, like, look off in the distance like we were talking to a camera each time. You got a boner.
Dude, I think about that every time I go to my kids' gymnastics class because they got one of those big fucking ropes. Where you hand me your drink, bitch? Go, here's the fucking, here, pour it.
I'm going to drink it out of the
I'm
bottle.
I'm not your drink
like
whore.
Goddamn Snake Plissken.
You're going to have to go in the garage and get a Diet Coke.
No.
Bar. Yeah.
Nope.
That's where the Diet Coke is.
I love this. Good day, Papa. Pardon me. Do you have any
great Papa? What?
How dare you smell my fart?
Dude, as a kid, I used to repeat that line all the fucking time.
No luck for you.
You're a son of a bitch.
You must get that coke.
Walking out through the fucking town.
Yeah, we're gonna finish this bottle tonight. Yeah, we're gonna finish that bottle tonight. Get two Diet Cokes.
No, you're not getting anything.
Give me a fucking dark
coke. I'm gonna get you a fucking Mountain Dew, bitch.
I can do that. Okay. You need a Sprite. What is it, by the way, guys, about rum and Diet Coke that you can just drink a whole bottle of rum and be like, oh my god, whoops.
Chimps on a Davenport in a basement. I'm not sponsoring this. I got spots on Love Boat, but this, what is this?
Mr. Love Boat. Sphincter says what?
They're the same kids that line up at Noah's Arcade every weekend.
That's so cheesy.
God damn it, I want to sponsor Noah's Arcade.
You want R. Kelly sponsor?
No, I want to sponsor Noah's Arcade. It's a... This is weirdly our lives. This movie is.
I think this is like that butterfly effect reversal. We're watching our fucking lives unfold in the past or the future.
Somewhere there's a boardroom where someone's going, I'm not sponsoring these fucking dildos.
The cream between guys.
I watch it in my arcades. They stand like laboratory rats in the theater bar to get a food pellet.
God, dude.
Hey, that guy's running YouTube today.
That is totally
Give me more Logan Paul.
Are you telling me that these fucking asshats from We Watched a Movie are close to 100,000 subscribers? Put a lockdown on that.
People
because
don't want
I want to see Superwoman.
Authenticity or comedy? They want Jimmy Fallon clips.
That pisses me off more than anything else. By God damn, dude. I can understand why people can get addicted to rum.
I'm telling you.
Jack Sparrow. Where's the rum gone?
It goes like water.
Where's the rum gone?
Did you know Jack Black started a YouTube gaming channel?
Yeah, and he's fucking blowing up.
And I'm not even mad.
I love Jack Black.
I'm not mad about that because I would love to watch Jack Black get high and play video games.
I want to work with him.
It's genius.
I want to hold his laundry.
Yeah. But now if someone like Chris Brown started a gaming channel, which is the next step, I'm telling you guys, watch the
Who's Chris Brown?
The guy who beat the shit out of Rihanna.
Oh.
Yeah.
She deserved it.
No,
I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't even know who Chris Brown is.
No, dude, that's the next step. Watch. Because, I mean, look, Jack Black starts a YouTube channel. It gets 3 million subscribers. He's going to make thousands upon thousands of dollars. So you're going to see celebrities doing gaming channels and movie reviews and shit like that, and then they're going to just take
Well, Jack Black's not the first, and neither is Chris Brown. I mean, because Will Smith has one.
Well, no, I don't mean... Chris Brown doesn't literally have a YouTube
channel. Oh, I know. Okay, so Jack Black... Will Smith
I was picking someone I hated and saying...
But Will Smith has one.
Right. That's what's going to happen, man. I'm telling you.
And I think
And it's going to completely defeat the fucking premise of YouTube.
Oh, yes, The Rock has one now.
Yeah. Which is great. I mean, I like all those people, but, you know... I like The Rock.
I don't really like Will Smith that much.
I like Will Smith.
I mean, he's all right. Yeah. But, I mean, he just feels like you all going to see hell tonight. Like, I mean, I don't know. He's the same guy.
Yeah. Well, you know what I like about Will Smith, though? Even though he's, like, cocky and shit.
Cat knees.
Even though he's, like, cocky and shit and he seems like he's, like, full of bracado. The reason he's like that is because when he was, like, 15.
His dad left him.
No, a girl cheated on him. And he told himself. Yeah. He was like, that's never going to happen to me again. I'm going to be the cockiest, most badass person in any room I walk into. And I'll never get cheated on again. So you got to kind of respect that.
I respect it, but I don't respect him, like, delving his fat fingers into, you know, YouTube to make an extra dollar on it.
Yeah, I get you.
It's like you already make a fucking ton anyway.
For the people.
Yeah. What YouTube is supposed to be is guys like you and me or other people out there that are just trying to fucking, you know, do a show for everybody else and have a good time. The regular folk.
Yeah.
And these goddamn celebrities.
But you guys watch. I said it here today on January 6, 2019.
Wow.
Celebrities are about to jump all over fucking YouTube.
We're going to go back in time, Marty. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it.
I think we should go now.
He just scratched the shit out of that car. That's how I feel too when somebody gives me a car. I'm like, cool. It's like, cool. Like, you start looking, like, that's fucking awesome. I think one time me and Mike were at a Scarefest and a guy gave me a card and it was like really fucking nice and it was like all shiny and I was like, cool. And I kept touching it. So, and then I put it in my pocket and then pulled it out again when I was taking a pee in a urinal. I was like, cool. Look how high his pants are. Jean-Claude Van Damme would be proud.
I'll have the cream of some manga.
Ribbed for her pleasure. Ew.
This guy looks like everybody I work with.
That guy looks like the fucking plumber that your mom recommended. He can do it. Don't worry about it. He can flush that turd out. How do you guys feel about that, though? Celebrities invading YouTube.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a good question of the day, actually, because, like Mike said, that is a possibility. More than a possibility, that's actually going to happen.
YouTube won't last for people like us, man.
No, because they're phasing us out.
We'll have to find another app.
We're going to go to Pornhub.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing anything inappropriate.
I've already done it.
Was it filmed?
Yes.
Then we're putting it up. We need the views. Get your head out of your asshole. My head was in my asshole. That's what she
said. And that was the first "that was she said" joke, you guys. I'm pretty sure that was the first one on record.
Maybe.
Pretty sure.
Close.
Showing.
God's a fucking... God, man, you know that feeling? The way he's feeling right now?
Yeah, it's you at the end of all the live streams.
What are you talking about, bitch? I was on the live stream last time I did. I watched Halloween. I wasn't wasted like that. And plus, if I had a spiky fucking bracelet like that, I'll be wasted all the time. First off,
Carl shake his hand.
He's wearing a jacket that he definitely got from Tractor Supply. Do not trust him. I love this guy. He's the guy from Ghostbusters 2. I always remember, he's like, can you not stop your lips from flapping for two little measly minutes?
I love this scene. This is literally what's going to be like one day when HBO is like, hey, we want you guys to do a show. This is going to be us.
We'll have a Benjamin that's that good looking. He's like, what? His hair looks like it could catch on fire with a bright beam.
This is exactly what it would be like, I'm telling you. Noah Vanderhoff, the owner of the largest chain of video arcades in Chicago, is in my office. And he asks me, what's with this show, Wayne's World, that I keep hearing so much about? Yeah. So, I have other shows
This is all taking place on Twitter in today's world, though. And he literally jumped out of the seat. Cool.
Immediately, he wants to sponsor the show. That would be our drinks.
We're men. No, we're not interested in money. He's like, what? Cashier's checks with you, so they at least know that I'm serious. I know that I may be wasting my time, but here I am with the contract. What the fuck is he eating? Two cashier's checks for $5,000. Excuse me? Baking powder? It sounded like you said you were going to pass for doing Wayne's World. I know. You just give me the word and I'll tear up these checks right here. He's so smooth. No. I like how he looked around like, did anybody see that? Would you like to look at the contracts? Yes. Do you have a lawyer? Yes. We're between lawyers. You see, I think we would get like fucking taken advantage of hard.
Oh yeah,
like, we're gonna get taken advantage of so hard.
Yeah,
guys, if we ever lose the rights to We Watch the Movie, it's because our own fault. Actually, this is a good cautionary tale. So we're smarter than this. They need to at least pay us $6,000. So I feel like you're going over the fucking syllabus that your teacher gave you.
Oh, like a cart does, right? I'm not so
sure. Come down here and see me. Hi. Does this seem weird? I mean, why does this guy have contracts? Did you ever see the Twilight Zone where the guy signed a contract and they cut out his tongue and they put it in a jar and it wouldn't die? It just grew and pulsated and gave birth to baby tongues? Pretty cool, huh? I gotta go. Their weaves are spectacular. I feel we can work with you on looks like it's real hair. Well, you've made Mr. Vanderhoff a very happy man. By the way, I don't think Rob Lowe is human because I don't think the motherfucker ages.
No, he's an attractive looks
exactly,
son of a
no,
bitch.
He literally looks exactly the same.
I never noticed Wayne was drinking a tiny beer.
Yeah.
This is what I always imagine would happen right here.
This is what it is. If there's ever a possibility of a sponsorship that pays us $5,000, this is what me and Mike's going to go to go into the mall.
$5,000.
Right now, we're working our way to Tropicana Sun.
This is us pulling up to Shamrocks or Shinaway or Old Chicago.
Or PacSun. We're buying out the whole store. By the way, those are local bars. We would literally go there.
those literally are the bars we frequent.
That's it. And then we would see a hot girl like that and be like, fuck!
Since I moved, there's Ricardo's and the Versailles Brewing Pub Company.
Ugh. God damn it.
Buffalo Wild Wings is a good one for us.
I think that we would hit all those places at once.
Yes.
And we would do the same thing. As we got our car drunk, we got $5,000.
We would get
$5,000.
Uber drunk.
Well, not us.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Out of the Uber.
I know. I'm just.
Or the taxi.
I'm just telling
cab
everyone
confession.
To drive safely.
Ooh.
Don't drive safely. Don't drive.
I believe you can get me through the night.
No.
All right, Wayne, you're fucked. Oh, what the fuck are you doing? Give him that dirty eye.
What have you done, my son?
What have you done, Elijah?
Oh.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. We gotta get a hat like that. We watched the movie with
that. We have our Wham Pizza hats. About the same style.
Who the fuck is that? Like he. Oh, he was in Oz.
He looks like Will Patton.
No, he was in Oz.
But he looks like Will Patton.
But he was in Oz.
But
he looks like Will Patton!
Yeah! That's what I was trying to say. I gotta pee.
Good for you.
I gotta pee in the toilet.
Urinate it out. Unload your small intestine. Yamaha. Yeah, fucking rock it out. Headbang it. You look like Generation X. Suck it. Man, these were the times, bro. I was such a youngin', I couldn't go and experience the lives and joys of these times. You guys that were in your 20s, late 18s or whatever, fucking ruled back in these days. Oh, shut your face. You're trying to get to see her woobies. Her boobies woobies. Oh, smooth. I don't believe a fucking year. Oh, shit. That is a man. Maybe not. It's hot. He's gliding. Again, this is how you feel when you've drank too much and you see that one girl. But this time, it works. Oh, God. That's a skank. Skankalitis. Skankosaurus, get away from me face. See, zooming, that's how, you know, she's giving you that look. You glide. Oh my God, that line worked. Good for you, Wayne. Yes.
What's going on in there? What's the matter? You'd like to go to the bathroom, please?
Yeah, before Jesus comes back to deliver us, like, I'd like to piss.
Hi. I'm looking for Wayne. I'm very concerned about him. He seems to be going through this difficult phase right now.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
Doesn't want, yeah, you're a weird skank. I'm going to talk to you.
What do you think I should do?
Just get over it. Go out with somebody else.
Get over it. Go out with somebody else.
There you go. That's a good idea. Good advice, Garth. Then you should go with him. Do you wear pink underwear?
You know, if you guys got a break, you could really make it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump his ass when he hops.
What the fuck does that mean? It doesn't matter, you're still hot.
Where did you learn English?
College. And the police academy movies.
Oh, the police. Oh man, those were great.
Cassandra.
Steve Guttenberg.
I've got something I want to say to you.
Don't say I love you. That's the worst mistake you could do. Just wait.
Lay hold on.
Oh, shit.
Careful. It's amazing. You learn how to say I look pretty in Cantonese.
Because he gives a fuck.
Okay,
okay,
You know, I know it's cheesy. I always like this, though, because I know this is a comedy movie, but it's really cool that he actually gave a shit and he was trying. Like, I don't know. It's cool.
You need another drink?
No, I already made it.
Oh.
Here. It's right here. Changoya. Changoya. By the way, you guys that speak Cantonese, I don't know if you guys are out there. Is this real? Like, was he actually doing that shit? Or is that, like, just on the fly? First off, you don't know me. And I'm reading this in subtitles. Ah! There you go.
And we're officially out of rum.
Where's the rum gone?
Where's the rum gone?
I made my shit too strong. How did you see my subtitles?
Kicker guard. Kicker guard.
God, he's got this in the bag.
I gotta say, man, I'm just gonna.
Wayne is a fucking pimp, dude.
I have to have an emotional moment with
no,
you.
No, don't.
I do.
I don't want one.
Oh, God. That would kill you.
Oh. Now get with him.
He's gonna hurl.
He's got a rat tail.
He's finally gonna hurl. Stacy is hot, though.
She is, but she's crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
Scary
they
crazy.
Usually are. But, I gotta say, this kind of shit's the coolest shit. Where we can just hang out with you Patreons on the live streams, or just these commentaries or whatever. I'm just fucking stoked as shit that we have this Patreon.
Yes!
It's amazing.
I agree with you. I
fucking love it.
Fuck yeah,
it's like a, deeper fucking level that we get to get to with you guys who are the hardcore supporters of the channel. And it's not about the money, it's not about any of that shit, but it's on a different level. It's really cool that we get to like have these like just little intimate moments. You know what I mean?
We have emotional bonds that will never be broken by time or space.
It's the fucking best.
We can reach out and grab a guitar together and fucking rock it out. By the way, I want to point out this scene specifically because I will say that the director of this movie said that when you guys watch this happen, hopefully you guys are still watching, when they start laughing when he says that, did you ever find, you know, Bugs Bunny attractive, this is all ad lib.
Yeah,
because they said they were really tired at the, you know, this was the end of a shoot and they were really tired and they just let him go on, like, not this part but coming up.
Yeah.
They just let him go and it made Mike Myers laugh and they kept it in the movie.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool shit.
And that's basically what it's like doing these videos with the Patreons. It's like, it's us alone on a car watching planes fly over.
Pulling it back together. Yes, it was. It was just like that.
In all seriousness, I grew up in Virginia Beach and we were right next to the beach and like a naval air base, and like, those planes would fly over our house all the fucking time. So you could literally lay on your parents' cars and watch planes fly over this close. It was fucking cool.
But you know, I will reciprocate and repeat and regurgitate like an alien spit in your face.
And reanimate.
And I will, if I have the Necronomicon, the fact that it is a cool time to hang out with friends that enjoy this movie as much as fucking we do. And the Patreons are those friends. And you guys appreciate it for as much as it is like we do. And like, how much impact that it had on your life, man? Like, this movie was fucking great. It had a huge impact on our lives. Maybe it didn't have as much of an impact on your lives, but the fact that we can share it with you guys is fucking cool as shit. Like, it really does feel like we're just hanging out with a group of friends, watching the shit, drinking, enjoying our lives, maybe roasting marshmallows.
They're my favorite videos, man. They're my favorite videos.
Throwing dynamite in a fucking mailbox. Whatever.
It's what you do after high school.
You could just shut the fuck up with your, what is it, Aqua?
5, 4, 3 We used to do this when we shot the videos too.
Woo! That's a high five.
It would suck to have to rehearse videos, though. I don't think I could.
Yeah,
do that.
You know, we
just did it.
We've been asked before, and there's been people that speculated, have we ever scripted?
No. Nope.
Never, ever have we scripted. Like, I mean, the most we've done is have a general outline of what we want to do, but there's no script. Most
and those
of
are only for skits. Yeah. Only, like, some of the Loomis, like, interview skits or, like, Loomis videos will have, like, general ideas or like we'll write down questions and shit, but we never actually scripted.
Yeah, there's not like a teleprompter telling us what to say or how to do it, or we didn't read lines before we went on.
And never in reviews or like news videos.
But I mean, I would feel like the same way these guys. I mean, literally, this is what we would be, because if they recreated a set for us that looked exactly like your fucking living room, and we were doing the fucking thing, I'd be like, what the shit is this? Like, there's a teleprompter, just do it. I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's stupid. Oh, wow. She's a fucking genius. She's a savant. Guess what?
At 4:37 this morning, I activated myself.
I did that too, but I have to tinkle in the toilet.
Do it.
And excuse myself.
Go. Well, go then.
But I love your titties.
Well, go then.
I'm going.
Well, go.
I'm going.
Well, go then.
I'm gone.
Oh my god, I want that yellow shirt. I don't even know what it is, but I want it.
Come bust the move with Noah's Arcade.
Okay, welcome to Waynesville. Pretty on, Gert.
Pretty on, Wayne.
Okay, we got a new feature on Waynesville. This allows us to travel through time and space. It's called...
It would be so fucking weird.
If you want to go to New York. Hey, we're in New York.
I love it. This is our families watching any of our videos. So the kids get it, right? I don't, but the kids do, right?
Let's go down to the pool.
We're imagine being able to be magically whisked away to
Delaware.
Hi. I'm in Delaware.
We make that joke at least once a month.
Like a new pair of underwear. At first it's constrictive, but after a while it becomes a part of you. I gotta go.
You know, it's a joke, but that perfectly explains that kind of situation.
Lips and booze. And then one day I had a 4-hour layover in Tulsa. Well, there were these kids in the airport that kept pumping quarters into a game called Pong. They must have gone through 50 bucks. Well, I sat there watching and I said, hell, I'm in the wrong business. 15 years later, I'm a millionaire.
All right.
It's so huge.
Thanks. Do I frighten you?
No.
Do you want me to?
No, I gotta tell you, I love you on that couch. Wayne, did you know that Noah does all his own commercials?
Yeah, I got a new one where I rap. Come bust a move where the games are played. It's chill, it's fresh, it's Noah's Arcade. What do you think of that?
I want to die now.
I'd have to say, ask if this says what?
It never actually works, though. I've tried that on at least 3,000 people in my life, and no one's ever fallen into the gap.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Okay, let's rock the fuck out.
Like his jammies.
That's how I feel when I wake up for work.
Judas Priest.
Breathe it in, breathe it out. Oh my shit.
I never noticed the Slew the Dog's bracelets.
I know, he's rocking the fuck out of it. I feel like this would be what we were, like, if we were roommates.
That's Thorcifer.
No, if we were roommates in college, this is kind of shit we would do. We would, like, block off a whole fucking section of College Street.
This is us trying to play football. We did do a lot of that.
I'm all time quarterback. Like, yeah, that was the main thing with me, Mike, and my brother, Cody. We always played... Well, two-hand touch for me. These motherfuckers wanted to tackle each other, and then I was all-time quarterback because I'm not getting
fucking
dirty.
I tore my ACL.
I'm not getting dirty with that shit.
Yeah, but you would always have to be all-time quarterback, and then Cody would always get mad because he'd be like, dude, you threw interceptions on purpose because you're
didn't
like Mike.
No, that's bullshit because we would have arguments, like, you know, in the middle of the field. Cody would be like, dude, you're doing it on purpose.
So serious.
Like, he's just your friend. He's not your brother.
There were some great plays made on that field, though.
Dude, there were some amazing great plays. The annexation of Puerto Rico.
But there was this one time.
Oh, God, wait.
What'd you do?
God damn it.
Oh, you got the straight liquor on
there. I got the straight liquor from the goddamn ice cube. Is there Sub-Zero fatality?
Blink-182 parodied this in their first date video. She is a fucking car.
She had a fucking, what is that?
It's a Firebird.
Oh, it's a T-Bird. Yeah, Firebird. I don't know cars. There's an engine in it. I've done that before.
She's got a camel toe.
No, when somebody at work fell the other day, and I was like, and she's okay. All right, party on.
Look at those pleated pants.
Straight up.
Those are like JNCO pleats.
By the way, I'm just going to point out the fact that we would all wear that if we were going to work.
Oh, yeah. In the 90s? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Garth, this is how I feel when my boss is watching me work. Okay. Like, I'm doing my thing and they fucking are hovering like ghosts. I'm like, stop, goats. You say goats? Ghosts! Listen to me, Arthur. Sure, God. I'm thinking about getting Vanderbilt for weekly in the room show. How would you feel about making the change? How about shut the fuck up? Talk to my agent.
We fear change.
That's how I feel every time Mike wants to change the background. But no, actually, I think the ultimate goal, like the background that you guys are seeing is like the ultimate. Like that was like what we always wanted to do, but we couldn't get the right kind of lighting. And we had the...
It needs some touches still, but yeah.
That was the ultimate goal, so... No, actually, I think the ultimate, like, we started, like, if you guys are, like, hardcore, like, early subscribers, I don't know how many of you guys are out there, the original background that we had, it was a evolution.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
To get to where we are, but.
Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. Can we just pull over and have sex? Yeah, that's like it's awkward. Yeah, that's when CD players cost like $1,000 plus your lung.
Some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Is that who there?
I think.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure.
That's Kill Switch Engage. Oh. I wonder how much that guitar actually cost though, because he got $5,000.
It's a Fender.
So yeah, but he had $5,000. I was gonna say like $2,500. Can we just have sex now? That's me not trying to be awkward at any trying a date. Fabio.
Yes, my good man.
So Garth has all these hidden talents, but no one knows him. He's like fucking Neil Peart on the drums.
I like to play.
He kills it! By the way, okay, this joke right here, little insider information about the No Stairway to Heaven. They tried to get Led Zeppelin to give them that song, and they said no.
That's perfect.
So they said denied. Like, that was why it was a joke.
That Strat back there in the background looks just like Tom DeLonge's.
I want the pink one. Does he not look like Mark?
I don't see it.
Well, he's like... biting his lower lip. That's my uncle.
Like, Mark's not like free loving enough for that. I just don't see it. He's so no, serious and his face like, is always he has so tight.
That's the look he has when he's ordering chicken wings. It's very serious business.
Yeah, maybe after 7 Michelob Ultras.
Yeah, he's fucking killer. Oh, fuck!
Wow.
That's the one guy that comes up to you after you fucking beat the record on Pac-Man.
I like to play.
I do this, dude. I do this when I go to Taco Bell.
Saucy.
No, I like pull all my ones out. I do that. I pull my ones out like that, and I hand them to them. It's like $6.95.
That's how I felt when I ordered a new camera on Amazon. So I was like, cash, cha-ching.
Yes, briefly.
Not today, my good man.
God damn, Rob Lowe is such a good-looking guy, no matter what attire he's really wearing. Is. Like, it doesn't matter if it's early 90s or today. No. He is just rocking the shit out of that fall-into-the-gap feel.
He said, excuse me.
Oh, my God. That's what we need, man. We need a fucking table full of goods.
That would be nice.
I like how Garth's like, I don't care.
Look at the old-school Doritos.
I know. I'm looking at the Pepsi cans and the Mountain Dew. Do you guys remember the Mountain Dew looking like that? Holy shit.
The fact is, he's the sponsor. And you signed a contract guaranteeing certain concessions, one of them being a spot on the show.
This is where we're going to be at. Dude, this is where we're going to be in like fucking 10 years. We're going to be fucking selling out for sponsors.
Maybe I'm wrong on this one. Maybe the increase doesn't include selling out. Garth, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Look how he's wearing it. It's straight Reebok.
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad. I can't talk about it anymore. It's giving me a headache. Here.
We should do a Myers Loomis really video with that one. For sure, man. Like, we could totally do that.
You can stay here in the big leagues and play by the rules, or you can go back to the farm club in Aurora. It's your choice. Yes.
Yes. Hey, guys, look for that in the future.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
We should totally do that, man. Absolutely. We should have a whole video with Loomis and Myers just talking about sponsors and then, like, slowly going through
Miles
each sponsor.
Just be standing closely in the background, like, well.
No, I mean, what we could do is, like, we could do, like, you know, Loomis having his little sponsor and then, like, Loomis, or, I mean, Myers having, you know, like, an Adidas shirt pulled over the jumpsuit. It's like saying that Michael can't run away from the authorities. It's ridiculous. Michael, what do you think? And then wearing the Adidas, like, you know, just silent, but he's wearing the Adidas. Like, if I have Adidas.
See how black it is before he dies. Actually, I was thinking about final agreements with the union. Well, the world's a twisted.
By the way, that's another actor that's underrated. I never thought he got the respect. Ed O'Neill?
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill was fucking great, man.
No, he was great. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he ever got, like, the full surcharge. Fucking hot. I don't care. A little older, but older the bear, the sweeter the juice. That's a black the bear, the sweeter the juice. Well, she older than the motherfucker, too.
Wait, what do you do if every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're getting a girl?
I say girl. If you blow chunks and she comes back...
God damn, dude. I'm sorry, guys. If you hear that, I got one. If you hear that crunch, it's because I was crunching in some ice that was full of goddamn rum juice, and it makes me go kiki. It's good stuff, though. Oh, now this is what I'm talking about. This is what every guy's fantasy was: to look at that one special lady, pull up the beast, and fucking do it. Oh shit, here we go. There I am. Yeah. You got it. Boom. Lipstick in it. Let's do it. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay. Look at the thrust. Look at the thrust. You know I'm into the business. Jesus Christo. She's like Tresemme. Ooh la la. Oh my god. I'll get you. This is reminds me back in the day. Mike had like the girl, and I was sitting there alone, and then I was like, "Yo, that girl looks fucking cute." Mike's like, "Go get it!" And I was doing that thing. Camera 1, camera 2. I still do this. It's a cute little thing that you can do with your girl if she's never seen Wayne's World. Don't wear tidy whities and a black shirt, but whatever.
You used to love me when I'm in my hanging out with Ravi Shankar phase.
Yeah.
You used to love me when I'm in my carbohydrate sequin jumpsuit. Young girls in white cotton panties waking up in a pool of your own vomit.
Oh, damn.
Purple, dead on a toilet phase.
Well, duh. That happened last night. Party on. Yeah, fuck yeah. Hi, man. That's when you know that you need to marry that girl.
Who's Anthony?
My drummer.
Sumo wrestler. How do you not like that shit? Ooh.
Hey, you wanna be a busboy the rest of your life? Well, then talk to your boss.
That's just impressive.
Look, this guy Benjamin is putting up serious money for this thing. Yeah.
See, he is solidifying the boyfriend mark forever.
Happy birthday to you.
Work it out, okay? Just be there. Okay, bye.
Bye.
You asshole.
Excellent.
But let's see it. He made Whoopi with his socks on? Whatever. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. That's a tall ass fucking building. Oh man. Don't ever. Like, holy shit. This. And she's wearing that and she went over to this dude's house? Holy shit.
Yes.
He's finally wearing a belt. That shit's real alligator leather. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. Why don't you go on out? I'll get the dog bearing
out. Oh. Get that.
What floor is this?
The 23rd.
I hate heights too, man. It's all good. Fucking hate them. You know, damn, she looks fine in that fucking red dress with the zippers.
Jay.
What?
Calm down.
You came in late to the party. You don't get to tell me that. Hey, Kat. Oh.
One time, when I worked at Target, I went to this guy's Christmas party, and I was only like 17, and he had hooch, and I got really drunk, and I threw up off the balcony, and the next morning when I left, I saw like red shit all over like the wall and the balcony, and I was really embarrassed.
But it didn't hit anybody.
I hope not.
That's amazing.
I love this scene, dude.
I don't believe I've ever had French champagne before.
Oh, actually, all champagne is French.
Well, fuck you.
Thanks, Richard.
I'm sorry I didn't take that class in fucking history under douchebag 3. God, he's fucking good looking, though. You can't deny it.
This is when you take your girlfriend to a really rich guy's house.
No, that's like, it's like, oh, I'm still friends with my ex-boyfriend. Like, he's invited us over. You're like, oh, son of a bitch.
How to meet women? Be smooth.
This would be Mike researching for me if I was dating a new girl, and Mike would be like, he's smooth. Hit her ex. Understand it. Scooby dooby doo.
Rib for her pleasure. Ew.
Rib for her pleasure.
What the fuck kind of brand is that? Damn X? Damn X.
Mr. Vanderhoff's very excited. I'm very excited. I mean, I think the show's going to be a huge hit all over the Chicagoland area.
What?
It's two tickets to Alice Cooper's concert.
Tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Wow, backstage passes.
I'm going to sleep with your girlfriend.
All access backstage
without I'd say Cooper. Fuck no. Yeah, I would say fuck yes. If it's NSYNC, there.
God, I hate that feeling.
Like, look how
good.
Don't you
hate that feeling?
Like, first off, if you were dating one of the hottest chicks that you could fucking get, and this good-looking guy from GQ just stepped out and butt-fucked you right away, you'd be like, what? I'm not going to Alice Cooper. I'm going to Alice Cooper.
I love that fucking joke so much. Look at those pleats.
She's fucking, dude, she is bad.
No, I was talking about his pleats. Look at those pleats.
They're nice, too. I was looking at the crotch. I'm sorry, I didn't see the pleat. That's fake. I think that's, like, legit, though.
This guy is good. Picked up a little Cantonese when I was in the Orient. You know, you sound a lot like you're from Kowloon Bay as opposed to Hong Kong.
I was born in
Kowloon. Why don't you just blow his dick? Blow his dick, you fucking hooker.
Really good.
God damn it. Wayne. Don't go to... Don't do it.
It's Alice Cooper tickets, man.
I know. I would leave her in a minute, but... You can find a way hotter ass probably at the Alice Cooper.
Hey, man, a lot of people's girlfriends are in there.
Yeah, well, we're not all Chris Farley now, are we? It looks like I'm fucking watching the goddamn video for Just to Be the Next to Be With You.
They're practicing for the next Roadhouse show.
Shit. Looks like Real World.
Pain don't hurt.
I actually listened to the
song. Why you wanna break my heart? But they don't do shit like this for cover bands. It makes no sense.
They're not. This
is a cover band.
But that's an original song.
No, that's a cover band. That's another band.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, fuck them. They're not good enough.
I thought I'd come by and drop off the contract for the video.
Oh, great. You know, I never really got a chance to say thank you, but you've been very generous. Oh, well, it's been
my pleasure. Get off me!
It wasn't just him, and the second one was Christopher Walken.
Imagine if he was following your fucking girlfriend around.
So it'd be like,
okay.
I love that.
Oh my god,
I always
amazing.
Wanted a Twizzler machine in my car. I don't even like Twizzlers.
That's not Twizzlers, that's Twisties.
Right, but still, it's Twizzlers.
Good. No, if that was your girlfriend, though, would you have left her to go to Dallas Cooper? For me and you to do this.
He's naive.
For me and you to do this.
It's probably happened.
Yes. It probably already did happen.
We've been there.
Yeah. Me and Mike do this every day. This is that me and Mike will work in a factory. We will. I mean, if we did work in a factory, we would do this shit. People wouldn't know that you should put us together on the line. This is the first time I ever heard this song. Fucking badass.
Love it, man. I would love to see Alice Cooper live. That'd be fun as fuck.
That's a goddamn show you're not prepared for.
We should do
for.
That. We should go see Alice Cooper, man.
Is he still touring?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's dead. Inside.
I remember when I was in a band, we tried to cover this, but it didn't work out.
It's fucking badass, dude. Yeah. I would love to go. I mean, I would love to go. If we had backstage passes, holy fuck. That's exactly what we'd be the only two sore thumbs in the whole fucking arena.
Eat ya. In this song, he says fur teacup, which is the grossest line in any song
what?
Ever.
What?
Fur teacup. I want to drink from your fur teacup.
I vomited.
Nasty.
Feed my Frankenstein. Hungry for love. Oh.
He's a psycho.
I just want to go backstage, Wayne.
Feed him time.
I don't know, man.
Baby.
Like, I don't know. I don't think you. Okay, but if you were single, if you were both, you know, just living the high life, you would not leave your girl like a hot ass piece of ass.
He didn't know. He was naive.
Are you fucking crazy?
He was naive.
That guy? No way.
It happens.
That guy looks like he could charm fucking Captain Planet's pants off. And that's hard to do. Because he only comes out when all rings...
It's a plot point. It's just a plot point.
I'm talking about realism. Oh, fuck! You took the wrong exit.
This is us at the back of Bogart's trying to eat meat. Jimmy, you were.
I think we did this shit before.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Chris Farley, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking gone, but not forgotten, dude. That guy. Okay, well, the guy was fucking comedy genius.
Your eyes everywhere. Eighth to flock. He's going across the country right now to look for new acts assigned to his label. Next up.
This is me explaining the different flavors at the local donut shop.
That's how you're explaining what you want at Baskin 31. I want coconut, vanilla, and chocolate. I feel like Mike Myers knew how talented. Because he was in the second one, too.
Yeah. I got no place to go. This is what we do when we go to like a VIP event.
We do that. We're
this is exactly what we do.
This is VIP. Do you guys not recognize? Now bow down and suck a wiener puff. Not mine, but somebody else's. I don't think we would ever call him Alice. Like, Mr. Cooper? I love hanging at Mr. Cooper.
We're not mental or anything, so don't be afraid. My name is Randy. Nice to meet you guys. So, do you come to Milwaukee often? Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
Oh, fuck.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name? Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake,
meaning
which is Algonquin for
the good land.
Oh, shit.
I was not aware.
You guys will notice that we use that quite a bit in our shows.
The fact that it's the only major American city to have ever elected three socialist
mayors. Oh, fuck.
We should wear Alice Cooper makeup in a video and then just never acknowledge it. Just never explain. Like,
wear
like,
wigs
like,
and
what
shit.
Are you talking
yeah.
about? Yeah. With the crow makeup.
And talk shit. About very serious things. Yeah. Like, you know, Abraham Lincoln once said, to get
jacket.
Where you're going, you have to walk from where you once were. Yes.
With Alice Cooper.
We're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
I kind of feel like this would be our reality if we met some of the biggest stars that we want to meet.
Yeah.
They would talk about their home life and shit. I'm like, I just want to get out of this.
I really hope Cassandra's watching.
So he was solid up to this point with her.
Yeah.
This fucking bitch got in his way. You just shut your fucking ass up with your fucking glue hair gel.
Hi, boys. What the hell is this? Can we find the sign, please? All right, that's it. Just bring her down.
What?
Don't tense up. You're going
to
be great.
That's bad. Dude, I would love a fucking sign to come behind us.
Yeah.
Come behind us. No.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to ever repeat it again, though.
Can I borrow your marker? I need to make some notes.
Oh, shit. Okay. This is me and Mike fucking up a possible sponsorship.
Yes.
No, actually, I don't think we would. I think we'd be smarter. Possibly. No, we would have a 5-minute kumbaya outside and be like, you know what? This sucks. Let's fix this.
Wayne!
Wayne!
He's telling us what to say! Damn, dude, you're fucking... Look at that shit. Your cat belongs at Pet Cemetery,
don't fuck
dude.
With her, man. The cat will fuck
what
you
the
up.
Fuck? I'm gonna kill her with a goddamn plastic bag from Kroger. That fucking hurt. You fucking bitch. I hope you get crabs in your wiener.
Excellent!
Oh, my God. You know what? They're disappointed. I think
pretty
that we,
cool.
I think it's cool.
There's a Ouija board right there.
I know.
Party on,
I'm fucking fine with that. If we had, we watched a movie thing like that, I was like, we watched a movie. We watched. Mike and Jay, we watched. Okay.
First of all, we'd like to take a moment here on Wayne's World to welcome our sponsor. He's the owner of a fine chain of Noah's Arcades. Noah Vanderhoff. Nice
He's using the cards. Yes.
It's terrible.
What is your most popular video boom right now?
Desert Storm Commando Warriors.
That's a great game.
It's a great game. It's a great game.
It's a great game. 1000% an A plus.
What the hell is he doing?
What the fuck are you like? It's gonna be rating gold, is what it's gonna be.
Well, it has
all those
codes. He says that first. He's, he's like, yes.
The difference between Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man, really? Well, she has a bow in her head. That's it.
That's what I heard.
Get right out of town. No, that's me.
I swear to God, man, I don't know. I don't think we're getting any sponsors. Because well, that's how we probably treat them.
Informative and stimulating. Now a word from our sponsor.
No, I'm sure we Jim. Okay.
We're at commercial.
If it was that deadpan, like bullshit, yeah, I mean, I would have. Yeah, we would have to do something like that. You know?
Yeah, we would fucking grenade our own goddamn career.
Yeah, right there.
Because it'd be live.
Yeah,
we could fucking make ourselves after that. No, you know what? Yeah, I'm not gonna sell out to that bullshit.
Wayne, what the hell is going on? What are you doing?
Same thing we always do.
Yeah, bitch.
You humiliated the sponsor.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Fired for that?
Yeah, right.
That's it. I'm out of here. I'm taking my show with me.
We own the show.
Oh, fuck, man. You should read the contract.
We got $5,000.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen to us at one point.
No, it's not.
That's what's going
to
happen to us.
No, yep. this movie is a cautionary tale. This is what's going to happen to me, motherfucker, when you decide to do some shit without telling me. That's my look every goddamn live stream when Mike leaves. And this is what's going to happen if Mike backs off on a sponsor deal. And I'm the only one left. That's exactly, yeah. With long hair. What?
Hello?
Oh, fuck you, Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Oh, listen, did you see the show?
But again, I like Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe's, he's a cool fucking dude, man. Like, I think he is Austin Powers or Mike Myers' guy. Like, he's in Austin Powers. He's in this. He's been in Shrek.
About what?
No, he's never been
in
Shrek.
Why, are you canceling my video?
No, in fact, I
he wants to have a video in between your legs.
Well,
what he wants
got
to do.
A deal, right?
I'll see you in Chicago.
Okay, bye.
I love this. That's great.
By the way, this is every fight that me and Mike have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, literally every fucking fight, by the way.
But you shouldn't walk out of your friend without
telling you. We've done this before. It's so fucking parallel.
What am I, some sort of chimp? We've been to Jim to your Marlon Perkins. You know, Benjamin had you so snubbed. Yeah. Sure. Cassandra's not interested. As if.
Okay.
I swear to God, guys, if there was hidden cameras,
this is how it all ends.
We literally have fights after videos sometimes. Well, once in a blue moon, we'll have fights like this.
Does not live with parents.
Okay, how about F? You're a gimp.
You know what you can do with your popcorns? You know what?
Yeah, me and Mike have like it's like, you know what you can do with your fucking ass. You know what you can do with yourself. We fucking fight. This is Mike yelling at me.
You got mental. I'm getting out of here, Damien.
Fine, then go.
I'm gone.
That's when it's serious. When you're like, alright, you're not gonna say anything yet? Okay, fuck you. It's a big deal. It's a big deal right now. Now, fuck this shit, too. Because he's like, he's hurt. He just had a fight with his best friend. He's looking for some support.
Camera one, camera two.
Yeah, but he's looking for support.
Benjamin set up the video shoot. I'll be there in 3 days.
Benjamin fucking fired him.
Well, I guess Benjamin will be there too.
He's producing it. What does that mean?
Well, it just means that he's been paying you an awful lot of.
Why didn't he say he fired me?
Well, maybe he thinks I've got some talent.
Maybe he's poking you.
On Facebook?
You think that's the way I get a gig?
Well, first he screws me, then he screws you.
Ooh.
To be fair, if she knows.
Would you be any more insulted?
He screwed her over that way.
No.
Why you wanna break my heart?
He's kind of being a dick, dude. Like, that's straight up. He walked in, and like, I know he's hurting, but there's a way to approach that situation, and he approached that shit from the South Central. Gotta be careful. He killed it in a bad way.
I lost my show. I lost my best friend. I lost my girl.
Yeah, right. You're right, dude. This is us in 2022. We got to do a reunion tour.
Come on back. Things aren't as bad as they seem.
That's what you're going to say to the camera.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Not as bad as it seems. We'll get it back together.
Okay?
I'm holding it together by a thread.
Hey, Mr. Delicate Man.
That's what I say to fucking customers. If you stab a man in the dead of winter,
it's weird, man. That we used to watch this movie as kids, and it became our lives as we're older.
The whole fucking thing. It's literally crazy. It's this movie, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, all of it. It's perfect. It's great. It's the best fucking life I could ever hope for.
It's this, Bill and Ted, and Bloodsport.
Yeah,
all combined into one, and that's what our lives are.
Yeah. That's the best.
We're a living, breathing embodiment of 1993.
Some lucky sons of bitches is what we are.
Is that what you call it? I call it a fucking goddamn gauge, switch, and kill. Gauge, switch, and kill. I know.
Kill, switch, and gauge.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a great band. I love it. Don't know us. One song.
A nice little program.
He watched that shit. I think we've been surprised, though, like, by people that watch our show sometimes. Yeah. Like, they'll come up and they'll say it, and you're like, there's no fucking way. And they're like, oh, yeah, I love your show. I'm like, what?
I can't believe it, Jim.
Oh, God damn. Do you want me to sign your butt cheek?
I don't know. I do have one plan.
I like this.
Literally how quickly they made up.
That's how quickly we make up.
Yeah, immediately. Like, I mean, we will be, like, in each other's fucking throats, guys. You have no idea. It's like cat's fucking paws. And then in 5 seconds, they're like, I'm sorry. Let's get back to it.
You want to get fucked up? Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a good deal. That's exact. We sit down exactly right there. Like, I think you should go for it, man.
Oh,
fuck me in the butt.
Shikandwa.
Gold.
Vibranium.
Congo.
I could offer her that Benjamin couldn't. You think of something.
It's your movie.
Wait. No.
This is how you're trying to figure out how you're going to call in to work the next day.
The guy in the limo, Mr. K. The guy who owns Sharp Records. If there was only a way that we could get him to listen to Cassandra play. Well, you remember the security guard at the concert?
No.
He said Mr. Sharp was driving back to Chicago on Friday.
That's right. Aren't we lucky we were there to get all that information?
It's amazing.
It seemed extraneous at the time.
Okay. First, I'll access the secret military spy satellite that's in a geosynchronous orbit over the Midwest. Then, I'll ID the limo by the vanity plate Mr. Big gave us approximate position. Then, I'll reposition the transmitter dish and remote truck to 17.32 degrees east, hit Westar 4 over the Atlantic, bounce the signal down into the Azores, up to Comsat 6, beam it back to SATCOM 2 transmitter number 137, and down to the dish in the back of Mr. Big's demo.
My God, it might just work.
We can only pray he's watching television in his limo.
Oh, my God. They're all good. Yes.
We'll need help.
It's going to work.
We'll help.
Yeah! Fuck, man! Friendship of the early 90s. Can we get that back?
That's you guys. You guys are our friends.
Yeah, you guys are these patrons.
You will help us save the world.
We will change it for you, channel. Charles.
I'll
Oh man, she's fucking hot as fuck though in this music. We get a little early 90s pop culture going on here. On the way. Oh man. Fuck that. I will impregnate her with my eyes. And him.
Yeah.
For reaction! Man, she's fucking hot. That's when we film our conga review, if we ever get picked up by a studio. We'll be in the waterfall. God, she's smoking. You lip syncing fucking Milli Vanilli shit.
You're hot!
Oh! I like that he has that CD player right up. Oh, here we go. He has the CD player right up on his dashboard. Now, you get the consequences of texting and driving right here. Buckle up or get pulled over. Safety tip. It's fucking awesome.
That's fucking
it's
crazy,
fucking awesome, man.
Man. It's crazy.
Yes, officer, is there something wrong? Have you seen this boy?
God damn, it's Robert Patrick in T-1000. It's so fucking great. Insane. Dude, if you could get Robert Patrick to dress like...
Robert Patrick's a badass.
Robert Patrick's fucking awesome.
They don't make comedies like this anymore.
No, man, because
they don't take
chances.
They do not do it.
Well, they don't want to take chances.
No.
Everybody's all like fucking worried about being offended and shit, so they don't take. Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
Your sunglasses look like Elton John's butthole.
You may not believe it, but I love you. Am I supposed to just?
He's giving you his heart. God, Mike, stop.
Can't help it.
I'm gonna do that the next time I beg a girl for forgiveness. I'm gonna like splash water like an Oscar clip. Hey, your fucking goddamn pants call back. Your dick is too small for the pants. Oh, fucking bitches.
Hi, guys. I didn't see you there. Well, I guess you've thought of everything, huh? Nothing left.
I've used this before. We both know there's no film in this camera.
But both you and I know there's no film in this camera.
Oh my god, dude. He's wasted all of that. I like his face, too. He's like, oh, fuck. Will you meet me there? With licorice sticks? Look! He just survived a T-1000 encounter. Give him a fucking break.
Is that you or the snake?
It's very sad. You can't let it drag you down.
What I'm always amazed is, they got Robert Patrick to dress up as a motorcycle cop and do that fucking scene. That's amazing.
That's a real lady right there, my
She's
friends.
She's fucking, yeah, hot and intelligent. She's not into the fucking douchebags. She's just into a guy that
sometimes
makes her feel
it good. Pays off to go with the guy.
He's not like $1 million looks. He doesn't have $1 million looks, but he has
yes
personality.
Yeah.
He has heart.
Sometimes it pays
he
off.
Has his own TV show in a basement.
Hey, man, when both of you are fat. And
he's not fat.
One of you's cheated on each other.
What?
And everything sucks.
Where are you going with it?
Sometimes you know who really loves you.
Oh.
Do, 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 do.
Then Tom Cruise swings in and saves the day from an airplane. Let's go. Down now.
I gotta get another beer from the garage. Don't tell me what I need. I don't want your goddamn beer.
Put it in your fucking mouth and suck it down like you're used to doing in prison.
No.
You San Quentin fucking hoe.
I've been there 3 times.
Veteran. Mr. Big is coming to steal the deal. Man. This movie puts you through so many emotions. I'm ovulating at this point.
Oh, hi Russell, how's it going?
Hold it right there. Hey.
Full jump track suit like your PE teacher from 1993.
Give it to me.
You can help us, Russell.
No, I'm not supposed to stop you.
Nope, you're supposed to.
What do you do?
Calm down.
You gonna be Benjamin's monkey boy the rest of your life? Is that it? Benjamin's
my friend. Gross, got the words right now.
Benjamin is no one's friend. Benjamin were an ice cream flavor, he'd be pralines and dick.
Oh, shit.
It's okay.
Holy fuck. He took that shit apart like a martial artist. Guys, come on.
Hi.
You gotta appreciate this movie. Guys, when that happens, just say the goddamn word, thank you. What the fuck? It's not that complicated. Let's do the anal cavity search. Spread the fucking cheeks. Now some fun for me. Big time. You're in trouble. Goddamn, he's into his job. Excellent. Man, he's fucking smart too.
So, Mr. Frankie Sharp of Sharp Records, if you're watching,
hot ass girlfriend, do the backstory, do the back show, do the band.
Cassandra at Crucial Time!
Good idea. Looks like daytime outside your basement windows, but I know it's dark. What are you doing with this trickery? I'm gonna attack! Oh, yeah. We got this shit on lock. Magic! Oh, fuck!
Let the magic!
I love it. This is when you turn a negative into a positive.
Yeah. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Your voice is like an angel.
Ballroom blitz.
From the heavenly gates of Gladiator days.
Thank you.
It's not true at all. Your breath smells like a goddamn cigarette smoke from 1925 Dick Tracy.
Smokes and six cereals.
Yeah. Fly. Fly, child. God, she's hot, though. I mean, wearing that, like, the red... Oh, my fuck, dude. I can't blame Wayne. He would do whatever it takes to get that ass permanently locked on his dick. And that's fine. It's okay.
Got that butt pain.
That's how I walked out of the escape room theater. Ballroom Blitz. You guys remember limousines that had fucking radar dishes on the top? Me neither. Except for Desert Storm. Or Desert Strike, the video game. By the way, gonna point this out, Don't need to name her name. I work with a pharmacist that looks exactly like her.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Swear to God, dude.
I don't believe it.
Swear to God.
I don't believe it.
Swear to God. Without the makeup?
No.
Swear to God.
No.
Swear to God. She's 3 years older than me. And she's dating a 55,000-year-old. She's dating a guy like that. I can't do it.
Although you're extremely beautiful, I just think it's the wrong time.
You fat bitch. Go back to the Bushwhackers.
Why'd you come to the house to say that, though?
I always knew you were small.
Oh, my God. This is not the ending we needed. Oh, fuck! Where'd you come from? That's what your life is going this way, and you're like used to it. You're like, fuck it, I don't care.
That's what I look like when YouTube was taking all our monetization away.
This is how we feel like when we walk out of a recording that's taken 25 hours. God damn.
It's all of our greatest fears.
Are you serious? You're welcome.
Everyone's as scared of this. Everyone's as scared of this.
Yeah, they're scared of it because they, like, how the fuck are you looking that hot with another man? You never tried to make yourself look that hot. What the, why you got glittery titties? Well, why don't you go fuck yourself? Thank you. Let's do it. Yeah. That's how me and Mike have done multiple ending star
That's
videos.
That's what we did with our lives. We did it!
Like multiple times. So. Marriage? That's not working.
Hi, Frankie Sharp, Sharp Records. I just saw your performance in my limo. Wow, we got through. Well, that wraps up. One last thing. Let's just see who you really are, mister.
It would have been funnier if it was Tom Cruise.
Excellent Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, but I think it's the mega happy ending.
It's the mega happy ending. That's the best one. We should do that with movies that end really badly. Like Escape Room. Or The Gallows.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
I'm Frankie Sharp, Sharp Records. I saw your performance in my limo. I must tell you, it was terrific. In fact, I think it's so good. I'm
gonna give it a cigar. Does your ponytail know that your cigar's not lit?
See you, man.
You fat ass fucking Joe Pesci motherfucker. Oh, cutes.
I love you, God.
Oh, she's got a British accent too? Oh my God, you're set for life.
You know, ever since I did your show, kids are looking at me in a whole new way.
Sphincters.
I love you, man. And I love you.
The skit went fucking straight. ABC, now you know.
And I've learned something too. I've learned that a flawless profile, perfect body, great clothes, great car, you get to America. Almost the top. But it can't get you everything.
Isn't it great that we're all better people?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You're swimming underwater. Fish hook, you fucker. Man, yeah. Okay, so that's it.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
That's mine and Mike's life in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So how do you like it? Do you take your shit stirred or with penis? Anyway,
both?
I had a great time. No matter what happens, we're still going to be friends at the end. I'm not going to look at you weird just because you touched my junk in the night.
Yes.
Whatever.
This was a fantastic, good, fun time in the Patreon world of we watched the movie and you. And we love your fucking faces forever and always. And if you're new to the channel, or none of you are new to the channel, we all love your fucking mouths. And you love our fucking mouths, and that's why we touch.
We're
going
to put them on each other one day.
Yes.
And exchange saliva.
Thank you guys for being our Patreons. Thank you guys. Oh,
what's happening? Wait, calm down.
Well, that's all the time we have.
What the fuck is this?
We hope you found it entertaining.
I did.
Whimsical and yet relevant.
What I didn't know this. It's a real thing.
Emotional attachments to the subject matter. I just hope you didn't think it sucked.
So thank you for coming. Good night and party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Holy fuck, dude! Wayne's World did the first after-credits scene ever.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I mean, were they the first ones? I don't know. I'm just saying, it's awesome.
I'm gonna say this. You guys, Patreons...
God damn, you guys are sexy.
You Patreons kept the channel alive, and you continue to keep it alive. And party on, Jay.
Party on, Mike.
We love your fucking faces. Forever and always.
Bye! Wham, wham! Wham, wham! Wham a time! Put it in your mouth!
Excellent.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a review. We watched a movie. Uh-huh. We watched a movie.